You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Pacers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where you can get a daily dose of great information about your favorite NBA and NFL teams, which now includes the Pacers right here. My name is Tom Lewis of IndyCornrows.com, and today for that daily dose of Pacers info, we'll check in on the latest news and injury info from the field house, including some comments from Jeff Teague, Miles Turner, and Nick McMillan as they prepare for preseason game number 4. And then I also want to expound on the grumbling we heard from Nate McMillan yesterday about the team's defense and their issues fouling too much on that end of the floor. Caitlin Cooper at Indy Cornrows today wrote a on Tuesday wrote a great look at those early issues facing the Pacers defense and dove into some of the issues which might be causing it and things that may linger into the regular season beyond the fact that Paul George and Miles Turner haven't played together, of course. It's a great piece, so I urge you to go check it out at IndyCornrows.com. But starting, with the latest from the field house, the bad news is that Paul George remains under the weather, and Nate McMillan said he probably won't play in Evansville on Wednesday. So the Pacers.com game preview also lists PG as doubtful with an illness. Yesterday they had him in the starting lineup. So, that certainly stinks for the fans planning to go to the Ford Center down there in Evansville. Also alters what McMillan was talking about on Monday, that he was hoping to start ramping up at least the starting lineup and the playing rotation to look a little more like regular season rotations as far as minutes and start tightening up the rotation a little bit for at least most of the game down there. And that's how he planned to play the last three games. So obviously without Paul George, won't come to fruition as he'd hoped, but of course, every negative seems to be a positive for some people, and that person will be Glenn Robinson III, who will be back in the starting lineup again and have another big opportunity to show what he can do. So he's played pretty well and played well against some good starters for Chicago, of course, and I would imagine against the Bucks he'll be matched up against Jabari Parker and Giannis Antetokounmpo throughout the game, and those guys are pretty dynamic young players as well, so it'll be a good test for him for sure. It is funny, I mean, those two guys, Parker and Antetokounmpo, of course, it looked good, especially Parker this preseason. Looks like he's ready to make a jump. I know the Bucks are missing Chris Middleton, and Greg Monroe has become kind of an enigma, which I'm like, wait a minute, a Georgetown big man who showed a lot of early promise and then becomes an enigma. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? But anyways, he's been in the trade rumors, so you can tell, with the injury and it seems like the roster isn't all on the same page. That might be the cause for a lot of the preseason prognosis for the Bucks to be down. I think they're initial over-under was 39 games, and now it's at 36. So that definitely would be you know, a little step backwards for them. And but, you know, if Parker's going to make a big jump, and then obviously Antetokounmpo is still young. I mean, those two guys right there are something to build off of. And if they don't, you know, have to rely on Michael Carter-Williams to be a main guy, and he can be a role guy. They added Dellavedova, who is going to stick his nose in everybody's business. So they're going to be at least frisky and give some teams some problems. So we'll see how that all works out with the you know, it seems like one of their big issues may be the team dynamic chemistry thing. So obviously, all those variables are huge and make a difference in the NBA. So, but I'm interested to see how they play out through the year, and we'll get to see them twice here in the preseason. So, should be a good game to watch tomorrow, even without Paul George. So, moving on, Miles Turner spoke with the media after practice, and you know, was talking about, you know, now that he's been with the team going full strength for a few days, you know, what's different from last season. And, you know, he was quick to say that they are definitely a much faster group than the team last year. You know, mentioned that their issues seem to be about, you know, needing to be more decisive when they're on the fly like that and avoid making mistakes. But he also cited the depth of quality players coming off the bench that are capable of getting on the floor and making a quick impact. So that is certainly true, at least so far it seems like that. The few veterans they've added to be able to come in on a reserve role combined with some of those young, hungry guys like Glenn Robinson, Joe Young, George Niang, in fact, also has showed up well. They do have guys who are coming in and scrapping for minutes, so that's a positive. Jeff Teague also spoke, as he usually does, in soft tones, but mentioned, you know, how you know, he's the group that he's playing with now is really fun and likes to play hard, and that he's adjusting well to being on a new team, and it feels like he's starting to see the other players adjusting to his play as well, and understanding that, you know, he's going to push the ball, so they got to run, and when all that comes together, they're going to get easy baskets. So he also mentioned that, you know, the team has a lot of guys that can score and make plays, and it was a little bit of a difference he felt from when he was in Atlanta, when he thought the offense was really predicated on what he did with the ball as a point guard. But there are multiple guys that can make things happen with the ball with the Pacers, so that's a difference, and makes it a little more dangerous, he feels like, offensively. So that was kind of the latest news. Obviously, that the injury info is the key news on Paul George. Also, C.J. Miles is on the injury report still with the sore knee listed as questionable. Hopefully, he'll get a chance to play again. See what he can do on the court. There should be some extra minutes for him as well with PG out. So let me take a minute to thank the Locked On Podcast Network again for the support. Our audience continues to grow with each episode, which is really fun to see. And, you know, the network has been great support, of course. Locked On Colts for your Colts fans, and a lot of those NFL shows are great. They do a good job previewing games, which is something that we'll hopefully be able to do more during the season with the other Locked On Podcast NBA shows. And, of course, the Locked On NBA show is great as well. So check them all out and spread the word about Locked On Pacers. Okay, now I want to expound on what Nate McMillan mentioned on Monday after practice, which was his displeasure with all the fouling his team has been doing on the defensive end, and particular just getting out of position, reaching and slapping the ball after getting beat, those types of things, which are stuff that frustrates coaches, down to fourth and third grade. It never ends. So, defense is and always will be, an effort game. Maintaining that effort through the grind of preseason is certainly a challenge. And as I mentioned earlier, Caitlin Cooper wrote a good piece about this topic on Indie Cornrows. And she kind of explained that for the Pacers are definitely playing poorly defensively overall so far. If there's stats for everything, and of course the NBA has team preseason stats, and the Pacers are rate poorly among other teams. In particular, she mentions opponent free throw rate and defensive play to foul ratio. And again, check out the whole article, read it, you'll learn something, especially about those stats, because I'm not going to explain the numbers here, but they do, highlight that McMillan has valid concerns. So fortunately, there's a few contributing factors that that shouldn't carry forward to the regular season. For one, it is preseason, and no matter how much you may want to play at a high level, the intensity just isn't there in the preseason. No matter how much you try to replicate it, obviously there'll be bursts playing at home at the Fieldhouse for the first time. You saw the Pacers jump out and play with a ton of energy early, but that's hard to maintain in the games when they don't count. And also, you're playing, throughout. It's almost like a practice day as well. There's no time off from practice to prep for the games. But another key factor, obviously, as well, is the fact that Pacers' two best defensive players, Paul George and Miles Turner, haven't played together. So obviously that alone will help the defense. But that fatigue factor in the preseason, having those dead legs from long practices and early in camp you had the 2 days and they played in New Orleans, came back, had a 3-hour practice on Wednesday, then played the next night against Chicago. Fatigue is going to be a factor. Legs are going to be dead. And that's been an emphasis of McMillan, is getting the guys in shape, because that leads you to, the final issue that Caitlin raises, which is that the fatigue of playing at a faster pace is real as well. And that's something the team has to adjust to. And obviously when you're running more on offense, you're going to be running more on defense. There's more possessions. You're back and forth. So adjusting to that fatigue is going to be a real thing throughout the season, and handling that fatigue. McMillan has been running the team hard in training camp, and mentioned that that fact, obviously is aware of the level of fitness needed for the team to play faster at both ends. But again, the players have to adjust. Can they make that adjustment? and be able to stay tied together on the defensive end, especially when some of those players struggle as it is defensively. That's the biggest thing, is being able to not let your teammate down in that team defensive system they want to make work. So, you know, again, read the article from Caitlin. Lays everything out really nicely. But it does leave us with that defensive question of, will they be able to adjust to this fast pace at both ends of the floor? And that's something we can, you know, keep an eye out for starting on Wednesday night, you know, when the Pacers face the Bucks. So the game will be on Fox Sports Indiana. So enjoy the action, and hey, share your thoughts. Love to hear what you think of the game. Email me at indycornrow@gmail.com or reach me on Twitter at indycornrows. Also, you know, I'm real excited to see the audience growing with each episode. So again, please spread the word, and as we continue to build the infrastructure of the podcast, we love to have listeners involved. So if your company wants to reach men age 18 to 44, you should be sponsoring this podcast. Our rates are reasonable, so email me at indycornrows@gmail.com to find out. Thanks again for listening to the podcast, which you can find on audioboom.com. Also, subscribe to the pod on iTunes with you know, all prior episodes available in both spots. So check them out. Okay, that's a wrap for today. You've been listening to Locked On Pacers on the Locked On Podcast Network.